Welcome back to the Sights and Sounds Show with me, Janae Darden, on KALW 91.7 FM. Did you ever look at a still object and wonder if it makes noise even while it's not moving? That's kind of what Bill Fontana has been doing around the world for 50 years. He's a sound sculptor. He places microphones and vibration sensors on objects. Then speakers project sounds from the objects that can't really be heard with the human ear alone. And the results are beautiful, otherworldly, meditative sounds. Bill is Grace Cathedral's 2026 Artist in Residence, and his latest installation is called Resonance, and is currently running at the church, and I experienced it, and it was absolutely beautiful. And Bill Fontana is on the show with me. Welcome, Bill.
Very nice to be here.
Oh, so good to have you here. And it was such a pleasure, too, as well, to meet you at Grace Cathedral and just to get a tour, an audio tour of your beautiful installation. So, well, first of all, Bill, too, congratulations on 50 years on doing this.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, I was once a student of a composer named John Cage.
Yes.
And his New Year's greeting was always like, instead of saying Happy New Year's, he would say to me, Happy New Ears.
Happy New Ears. Well, Happy New Ears, 50 years of new ears. You've captured sound from around the world, including glaciers melting in Austria and the bells of Notre Dame in France. And you use these vibration sensors and microphones. Tell us, and we talked about this at Grace Cathedral, tell us how you got into this art form.
Well, I became interested in kind of philosophically when I began my career with the act of listening with a musical imagination was a way of making music. Mm-hmm. And I took a kind of almost scientific approach to listening, because I would be listening to ambient sound, and I'd start to notice the patterns that were occurring. And then I would sort of imagine the most interesting way of of rendering this in a recording. And at one point in the early stages of my career, in the 1970s, I'd gone to Sydney, Australia, and I was able to get a job with the Australian Broadcasting Company in the early 70s when they were opening their first FM stereo radio station. And I met a producer who said to me he was really interested in sound and was interested in the way I work with sound, and he asked me what I imagined would be fun to do now with the ABC. And I told him I wanted to basically do a project with the ABC where I would travel all over Australia and basically record what it sounded like in all kinds of remarkable situations. And that was a real kind of turning point for me, because it was the first time in my life that I actually had a well-financed job that could enable me to kind of do this stuff on a grand scale.
And I remember you told me, too, something about you learned something about silence and sound from, I think, you Buddhist. You went to
It was 1985. I was living in Japan. And I had a research fellowship, because I knew that John Cage had been very interested in Zen Buddhism, I really wanted to explore the significance of sound and listening in Zen Buddhist meditations. And I'd gone to Kyoto to go to a sonic meditation session. And I was introduced to the monk who was doing it, who luckily for me spoke very good English. And he explained to me that in this meditation session, he was going to take a large bowl-shaped Buddhist temple bell that is designed in such a way that when you strike it once, it has a very, very slow decay before it becomes silent. And the idea of the meditation is when you listen to the sound of this Buddhist temple bell that's slowly becoming silent, you listen in such a way that you lose the separation between your brain and the sound, and you almost temporarily become the sound that you are listening to. And he said to me that if you can succeed in achieving that level of consciousness with listening, you'll have the illusion that the bell never stops ringing. Well, this was 1985. I was very excited by this idea, but in the beautiful garden of this temple, which was called Nanzinji, there was, of course, a large hanging Buddhist temple bell. And at that time, I was very interested in the physics of sound and the science of vibration. So I made my first ever recording in 1985 of a large hanging silent Buddhist temple bell with a vibration sensor placed on it that revealed this bell was echoing the amazing sounds in the garden of this temple.
Wow, beautiful story. And like, what makes you decide, or what goes through your mind when you see an object that is still and you're like, what does that sound like?
The issue for me is everything's interesting. Everything I see is interesting. And I developed a kind of conceptual idea in a phrase, which I use in the concerts I do, and that I will be giving at Grace Cathedral on the 19th of August and the 12th of September, called Imaginary Acoustic Visions. And what that phrase represents for me is learning to see with my ears and hear with my eyes.
See with my ears and hear with my eyes.
Yeah. And so besides the sound recordings that have resulted from that way of thinking, I'd also done a lot of experimental videos that kind of attempt to visualize the act of listening.
You know, as I said before, this installation, I call it an experience. I know you, it's different things you can call art, sound sculpture. For me, it's an experience. And I was thinking about how I'm hearing the sound from the bell, but the bell's not moving. And so tell us, and we're gonna play a clip for people so they can get an idea. But tell us the setup for this, how you installed and everything.
The setup on this is very similar to what I'd done in with previous bell towers, like Notre Dame and the Vatican and so on. But Grace Cathedral bell tower has 44 bells in it, and I selected three that are pretty silent most of the time. And I mounted vibration sensors on each of the bells. And these vibration sensors look like little titanium canisters. And they're strapped to the bells and they're connected to an amplifier that's designed to take the vibrations that they're picking up and turn that into a live audio signal. So these sensors are physically installed on these three bells, connected to an electronic amplifier that then is hardwired to a sound system down below inside of Grace Cathedral, where there is a beautiful sound system that is sponsored on this project by the Berkeley sound company, Meyer Sound. Mm-hmm. And it's a beautiful 10-channel loudspeaker system with the most amazing quality speakers that you can have spread out within Grace Cathedral, so that when the live harmonic vibrations of the silent bells are fed into the system, they're transported throughout this multi-channel loudspeaker system with a kind of sonic choreography, so that they're slowly moving and echoing in the big space of the cathedral, and is an attempt to kind of make this sound piece an architectural sound sculpture that really makes it you feel like the walls are speaking it feels like the real voice of that cathedral.
So just imagine, folks that are out there listening, just imagine yourself sitting in Grace Cathedral, and this is what you hear. Yeah. I don't know, Bill, what came up for you when you heard that? I know you've been hearing this for a while now, but is there any little, I heard little other little noises besides kind of like the vibration of the bell. I feel like I might have heard little voices or something.
Well, the bell is the silent bells are echoing the rhythms of the environment surrounding the cathedral, and there's certain sort of details that become recognizable, particularly like the cable car bells on California Street, that pass Grist Cathedral, or also if there's a siren, or if there happens to be a loud bird near the cathedral. But when school was in session at Grace Cathedral, the voices of children in a playground were also, echoing in the bells. And besides these three silent bells, I've also got microphones placed inside of a couple of silent organ pipes in the cathedral that are kind of listening to the interior space of the cathedral. So it's kind of like, and they're actually listening to the bells that I'm playing in there. So it just adds a little kind of subtle tonal voice to the whole scene.
I like the idea of these things listening. These things that are
Well,
just sitting there, and that they're picking up on something.
The thing is, if you think of this scientifically, the phenomenon of resonance, everything you see in the physical world has a resonant frequency. And if you think of what a resonant frequency is, if you had two identical tuning forks and you strike one, the other one vibrates. Well, it's the same with the world of resonance in the physical world. Since everything in the physical world has a resonant frequency, potentially, theoretically, everything in the physical world is a listening device. And this technology that I've been using, that is normally a tool of structural engineers called accelerometers, which are vibration sensors, is a tool that enters this sort of secret hidden world of vibration that surrounds us. And so the way I look at the physical world and everything in it, I am imagining what kind of hidden dimension of secret vibrations is inside of it. One recording that I shared with you was a recording I made a few years ago in Sequoia National Park.
Yeah, so we're going to play that in a bit. Oh, beautiful. Yeah.
And in that recording, I placed vibration sensors of the same type that are strapped to the Grace bells onto the trunks of several massive 3,000-year-old sequoia trees. And this and the vibrations and sound that they picked up I found quite beautiful, because there's a large flowing river in Sequoia National Park, and the vibrations of the flowing river are in the ground. And because of the root system of the trees, basically these sequoia trees are listening to the earth. And what's going and the vibrations that are in the earth around the sequoia trees are the rhythms of a flowing river. And so in the recording I sent you, what you're hearing are some giant sequoia trees listening to the echoes of a flowing river in the ground.
If you're just joining me, I'm chatting with sound sculptor Bill Fontana. He is a 2026 artist in residence at Grace Cathedral. That meditative audio that you heard earlier is from his installation at the church and is called Resonance. And the sound comes from sensors he puts on steel bells. And Resonance is running at Grace Cathedral through September 20th. Let's listen to what you talked about, the sequoia trees. Listen to that sound is just. It's just so gorgeous and magical, and oh, I just get excited thinking about it. Okay, let's hear that.
Thank you.
wonderful and beautiful to hear that, to hear this river running under the tree and to hear what a tree hears, if you want to think of it like that. How was it for you to do that, Bill, as far as to get install that?
Well, it was really an inspiring experience. And I also, I'm currently working on a new project in Taiwan, and I visited an ancient mountaintop forest in Taiwan that also had trees that were 3,000 years old. They were cypress trees, and I made recordings of those trees. And I wanted to mention that on the 19th of August and the 12th of September, in Grace Cathedral, I'm doing two concerts of sound works that I've created from all over the world that I selected for being beautiful in the way they would interact with the acoustics of the cathedral, because it's a rare opportunity for me to be able to use that kind of massive, beautiful, resonating architectural space like the cathedral to play these other works.
Yeah, and what were the challenges of setting up this installation at Grace Cathedral?
Well, the challenges were like fine tuning the placement of the accelerometers, because how you place an accelerometer on a bell is like tuning a musical instrument, and you really want to position it at the right spot and mount it in the right way. And so there's a lot of time making test recordings up in the bell tower, mm-hmm. and then working with Meyer Sound to design the placement of a multi-channel loudspeaker system. And then once this was installed, working with an amazing sound designer and engineer from Meyer Sound to kind of fine tune the result of this in the space.
So the 2026 Artist in Residence theme at Grace Cathedral is Year of Residence. And the church's website says it's part that the theme is in part about their community exploring new dimensions in sound, meaning, and connection. And Reverend Malcolm Young of the cathedral said, for him and other attendees listening to this installation, is like a holy experience. And people do yoga when they're listening. I know I felt like I wanted to meditate a bit, and I did while I was there. How does this installation and the work that you do, how does it create connection? I know I will say definitely the sequoia trees, and I've been on your website and I listened to some of the work that you did in Florida and in the ocean. I definitely felt a different connection to nature listening to that. I felt like I got a little sneak peek into maybe what the water and the trees are listening to or doing that I wouldn't notice just walking around. How does this create connection and community?
Well, I think one of my goals in creating this kind of an artwork is to create a listening experience that enables somebody to become fully present in a situation. To me, the idea of being fully present is very, very important. And I learned a lesson about this back in 1976, when I was in Australia. One sound I recorded, which was very beautiful, was a situation that I discovered happened only once every 5,000 years. And it was a total eclipse of the sun that I recorded in an old growth rainforest. And I wanted to document the effects of the total eclipse on the birds in this rainforest, because it was springtime in Australia. It was February in Australia. I'm spacing out on the date, but it was recorded in the springtime. Mm. And in the minutes leading up to the total eclipse of the sun in an old growth rainforest where you have lots of shadows, the light and the shadows became very, very unusual. And the shadows almost started shimmering. And all the birds in this rainforest which were normally singing and reacting to the angle of the sun, so you don't have them all singing at the same time. All of a sudden, they all started screaming and shouting very intensively, like, what the heck's going on here? And then the moment of the total eclipse, it was like instantly dark. It was like, it wasn't a sunset. It was like somebody just turned the lights out. And then it was the loudest silence I think I'd ever experienced. And when I discovered that that amazing moment, as I said earlier, happens once every 5,000 years, it made me really think about the importance in life and in the kind of experiences I want to create, is create situations that enable and help people being fully present in a space. And kind of trying to also maybe change someone's perception of time and to create a sense of infinity and timelessness.
I felt that too when I was when I listened at Grace Cathedral. I can see that. I can see that. You were inspired after the fires in Notre Dame
Well,
to
Notre Dame had a terrible fire in 2019, and I had seen in the news reports that its two bell towers had survived the fire. And I had previously done a lot of work in Paris, so I knew a lot of people in the Ministry of Culture and was able to use that old network to gain access to the two bell towers from Notre Dame that were part of a cathedral that was kind of shut down from the results of the fire. And the fire was so bad, Notre Dame lost its roof in the fire. And Notre Dame had become not a functioning cathedral, but a kind of a construction site to kind of restore it. And but it's it that but in its two bell towers, there were 10 bells that were not damaged at all in the fire, but weren't going to be that were silenced by the cathedral being shut down. So I got permission to access the bell towers and place vibration sensors on all 10 of Notre Dame's bells that revealed this amazing sound of the 10 bells of Notre Dame listening to the city center of Paris. I installed these on the sensors and did a live exhibition sound piece with this beautiful contemporary art museum in Paris called the Centre Pompidou that where on a large balcony up on the museum that's normally used for sculptures, you could see Notre Dame in the distance in front of you. And a network of 30 loudspeakers were installed on the perimeter of this large terrace. Cushions were there, and people would go and lie on these cushions, see Notre Dame in the distance in front of them and the rooftops of Paris, being totally immersed in the live sound of Notre Dame's silent bells listening to the city center of Paris.
And there's a great doc, short documentary about that on your website too, as well. And I watched that. Bill, we're almost out of time. So, where? Okay, you glaciers, sequoia trees, cathedral bells. You've put sound sensors on so many things. What is like your dream? What do you want to put a sound sensor on? What do
Well,
you want
one
to
of my dreams,
hear?
well, one of my, one, you know, I have a lot of ideas. It's easy to have an idea. The challenge is to turn it into reality. And maybe if Elon Musk happens to be listening to this broadcast, he might respond to this. But what I want to do is go to the moon.
I knew you were going to say that. I had a feeling before you even mentioned Eli. I had a feeling you were going to say that.
And this idea for the moon came about because a couple of years ago, I was in this big digital arts festival in Austria called Ars Electronica, and there was a curator from a museum in Austria who was working with the European Space Agency, and she asked me, "What is there something you've always wanted to do?" And I told her I wanted to go to the moon, bury seismic accelerometers in the surface of the moon, and transmit the live vibrations of the moon back to Earth. So you could look up at the night sky, see the moon, and hear its voice. And that's like one of my unrealized fantasies.
Well, you know what, Bill? If anybody can do it, I know it would be you. I know of you. Bill Fontana, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it. And for the beautiful art that you've given us through sound. Thank you so much.
And thank you for inviting me to speak with you.
Anytime. Bill Fontana is a sound sculptor and Grace Cathedral's current artist in residence. Experience his installation, Resonance. It's running at Grace Cathedral through September 20th. He has all kind of great events going on through September 20th. Visit Grace Cathedral's website for dates and time. And coming up, 40 years of creating something on the fly and building community. Best Improv co-founder William Hall is here. Stay with us.